Okay, start tapping on the karate chop and repeat after me out loud. Even though a part of me is convinced that it's not safe for me to get over my social anxiety, I choose to accept all parts of me right now. Even though a part of me is convinced that it's not safe for me to release my anxiety, that my anxiety is necessary for protection, that I'm safer with anxiety, I want to let this part of me know that my social anxiety is making me feel less safe. The strategy of using anxiety to protect me is no longer the ideal strategy. And I'm asking my subconscious to come up with comfortable other ways for me to be safe. And I'm grateful for the effortless changes. Even though a part of me is convinced it's not safe for me to be anxiety free, that my anxiety protects me, that I'm more safe with all that anxiety, I want that part of me to realize that the anxiety strategy is making me feel less safe. And I wanted to find a way to feel more safe being around others. I want this part of me to know that with social confidence, I am more safe around others. And I love and accept all parts of me. Good beginning of the eyebrows. It's not safe for me to be free of my social anxiety. Side of the eyes. Social situations seem dangerous in some way. Under the eyes. And I have evidence of that. Under the nose. So I need this anxiety to protect me. Chin, to keep me safe in social situations. On a collarbone. But this social anxiety is not helping me. Under the arms. It's making me feel less safe when I'm around others. On the liver point. I can't think straight when I feel anxiety. On the wrist point. I can't relax and be myself when I have adrenaline pumping through my veins. On the top of the head, I can't think of what to say when I feel anxious. Beginning of the eyebrows. And so I'm less safe with all this anxiety. Side of the eyes. My anxiety is there in order to protect me. Under the eyes, to warn me. Under the nose, and keep me safe. Chin. But it's making social situations worse for me. Collarbone. I'm less safe with all that anxiety. Under the arms. I want this part of me producing anxiety to know. On the liver point, that the anxiety is working against keeping me safe. On the wrist point, I want this part of me to produce feelings of relaxation and confidence. Top of that, that way I can think on my feet. Be myself. And easily know what to say when I'm around others. Beginning of the eyebrows. That way I'll be more safe. Side of the eyes. When I'm feeling confident in social situations, I'm more safe. On the eyes. I can easily reply to others. On the nose. I'll naturally know what to say. Chin. And I'm best able to keep myself safe from whatever perceived danger there might be. Collarbone. The more confident I feel, the more safe I am. Under the arms. I want to release my anxiety. Liver point. And I want to feel confident in social situations. On the wrist point. I have all this evidence of social situations being dangerous. Top of the head. But I'm letting these go now. So that I can be confident in social situations now. Beginning of the eyebrows. Because the more confidence I feel, the safer I am. Side of the eyes. I want this part of me to become aware of how beneficial it is for me to be confident. Under the eyes. I'm safe in social situations when I feel confident. Most safe. Under the nose. It is safe for me to release my social anxiety. Chin. Because confidence replaces my anxiety. Collarbone. And the more confident I am, the more safe I am. Under the arms. I choose to release my social anxiety. Liver point. I know it is safe to release my social anxiety now. Wrist point. Because once I do, there is confidence. And confidence makes me more safe. On the top of the head. I now know on all levels that it is safe to release my social anxiety. And I choose to release my social anxiety now. I choose to be confident. Good. Deep breath.